Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of September 2017. Government has extended by 4 months the deadline for linking PAN with biometric identifier Aadhaar till the 31st of December. Supreme Court has said that marriage is not an exemption under the law to protect children from sexual offences, even though marital rape is not recognised as a crime and Indian Penal Code, IPC, protects any man having sexual intercourse with his minor wife above 15 years of age. Supreme Court has asked thespian superstar Dilip Kumar to deposit 20 crore rupees with its registry as part payment to a Mumbai-based real estate firm with whom the agreement to develop his prime Pulley Hill property ran into rough weather a decade ago. Supreme Court has refused to give the Singh brothers, Malvendra and Shivengar, the original promoters of Ranbaxy and Fortis, permission to sell Fortis shares. It also refused permission to banks with whom the Singhs have pledged Fortis shares to do the same. Supreme Court has quashed centre's decisions barring two medical colleges from admitting students for MBBS course in the 2017 to 2018 academic session. Supreme Court of Israel has ruled same-sex marriage is not a right. To all intents and purposes, Israeli civil law does not recognize same-sex marriage, the court observed. Oklahoma Supreme Court has ruled that automobile sales tax implemented this year is constitutional. Punjab and Haryana High Court has said that remarks made by judges about Prime Minister being in charge of the entire country and not just his party were used out of context by the media. It stressed that its comments were observations and not part of its verdict on the riots. Delhi High Court has empowered All India Karam Federation, AICF, elected on the 29th of November, 2015, to function and recall the earlier order that resulted in the setting up of an ad hoc committee to govern the game. Allahabad High Court has sought a detailed report on the infrastructure and medical facilities at Garakpur's Biadi Medical College, where scores of children have died this year, triggering nationwide concern. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has observed that pendency of Section 37 Appeal under Arbitration Act cannot be treated as an existence of dispute under Clause A of Subsection 2 of Section 8 of I&B Code, which bars initiation of insolvency process under Section 9 of Code.